Hello and welcome to Jim Brooks's podcast. I'm your host, Jim Brooks. Well, the election is over, and I hope all of you who listen to this podcast took the time to vote in Tuesday's primary election. The turnout was light, but that really wasn't a surprise for a primary. But there were some interesting surprises election night across Kentucky, at least from my perspective. The first one was the race for the Democratic nomination for governor. I figured it was going to be between Attorney General Andy Beshear and Adam Edlin, but that was not the case. Rodney Atkins was the early vote tally getter in the early returns in eastern Kentucky. And I talked to a number of people who I feel are middle-of-the-road Democrats who told me privately they voted for Atkins rather than Andy Beshear. After meeting Rocky Atkins several times here in Nelson County and having him as a guest on Bradford and Brooks, he seemed to me to be cut from the same Democratic cloth as, say, a Wendell Ford type of Democrat. He was a common-sense, middle-of-the-road Democrat. So when the first elections came in from the Eastern time zone, particularly in the Bluegrass region outside Fayette County, Rocky was the ahead by a considerable margin. When the first election returns came in from the Eastern time zone, particularly in the Bluegrass region of Kentucky outside Fayette County, Rocky was leading. But then came Fayette and Jefferson counties, and those votes pushed Andy Beshear ahead. I think a lot of political watchers were surprised at the end of the night when Rocky Atkins came in second behind Beshear and Edlin third. And at the end of the night, Atkins lost by a margin of just over 23,000 votes. Now, I had assumed Edlin would at least finish second, given the fact he had served a term as state auditor and had greater name recognition than Rocky. But Rocky's campaign was gaining momentum in the last couple of weeks. Had his campaign had a little more time to build more steam, the results could have been very different. Now, on the Republican side, Matt Bevin won, and that was a given, though his main challenger in the Republican Party, Robert Goforth, earned 39% of the votes cast. And that's not too bad, which in my mind indicates that not all Republicans are satisfied with Bevin's performance as governor. Now, the two McConnell-supported candidates won their GOP primaries, Michael Adams for Secretary of State and Daniel Cameron for Attorney General. On the Democratic side, a familiar face in the Democratic Party, Heather French Henry, won the party's nomination for Secretary of State by a landslide, earning 71% of the vote. My broadcast partner, Margie Bradford, and I will be cussing and discussing the election results on Bradford and Brooks Wednesday morning at 11, so tune in and compare notes with us. I don't know about you, but I'm already looking forward to Beshear versus Bevin at the Fancy Farm Picnic on the first weekend in August. I'm sure it'll be a scorcher, and I'm sure the weather will be hot, too. That's all I have from my hill overlooking Cactus Creek. Have a great day.